You're listening to The Bridge Loud in Chicago on Q Rock 100.7 FM and online worldwide via thebridgechicago.com. Hey, this is Jed Brewer. Here's tonight's question. I've lived a wild life, and I'm pretty sure religious people would reject me. Would God, though? Let's get into it.
Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
Let's do this.
Also joined by the producer of the show, the man who puts music together, Jed Brewer.
Let's take a walk on the wild side.
It's a heavily copyrighted phrase, but I think we can get away with it.
All right.
That, too, is living on the intellectual property, wild side.
Ooh.
We're going to answer a question that came into the Bridge Loud at gmail.com, where you're welcome to write in your questions. This week's question says, I've lived a wild life, and I'm pretty sure religious people would reject me. But would God, though? And Glenn, where would we start off?
Well, yeah, part of our day job is working with people behind bars and people on the streets and helping them get a spiritual life, a spiritual connection going that allows them to better themselves, improve their lives, all that kind of stuff. So we're familiar with a certain amount of this, but a big barrier is what we're talking about here, which is I've done something wrong, I've lived a bad life, and people who think of themselves as living a good life, who may or may not call themselves Christians, are sitting back and saying, well, don't make it be like you can join our thing because you're in that team and you can't join our team and that sort of thing. And it turns out that's not really at all how that works. And we have to sort out what's reality from that conflict.
You're absolutely right. That's not the way the Christian thing actually works. It's also, we have this, as you're saying, this idea that there's, you know, if I'd done a bunch of good stuff, which people would probably, you know, think I'm awesome and I'd get the good seat at church and whatnot. And yeah, that's not really the case either.
It's definitely not. But first of all, you say that you lived a wild life and you're afraid the churchy people would reject you. You're in good company on this show.
Right.
We've all had our moments of wildness, or at the very least, doing things that were highly inadvisable. And each of us on the show, we've had people who were religious people who didn't like our style, didn't like our flavor, didn't want us around. And that's a painful thing. And the truth is that rejection, even when it's anticipated rejection, it hasn't happened yet, but we're kind of afraid that it will, that hurts. It's a painful thing. You're dealing with that. We're sorry for it. Matt, as you kind of rightly point out, religious people have a way of rejecting folks who live good lives, too. The Bible talks about Jesus living a really, really, really good life, and religious people did not like him at all.
Not fans.
Not fans. So, religious people, not all of them, certainly, but there's a certain kind of religious person that just likes rejecting people. That's right. Just their jam. I get up in the morning, I just start rejecting.
Right.
And you should know that it's actually not about you or the life you've lived. That doesn't really make the pain of that rejection any less, but you should know that. But, you know, the place that we need to go is to ask, does God agree? There, again, not all religious people, but there's a certain kind of religious person that just loves rejecting people. Does God agree with that assessment? In other words, is God kind of that big Ned Flanders in the sky that doesn't much care for your nonsense? Or does God work and think and act a different way?
I'm going to resist the urge to say hi diddly doodly. Oh, there I did it. And we'll see you right. We come back to talk more about this right here on The Bridge Loud.
My sin, all the bliss of this glorious thought. My sin, not in part, but the whole. Is nailed to the cross, and I bear it no more. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
Yeah!
Loud.
We're back here on the Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
I feel as though I can't continue to riff on The Simpsons because I'm not really that familiar with their thing.
Were you doing something else during the early to mid-90s?
I was smoking something else, yes.
Well, that could either enhance The Simpsons or damage your memory of it.
Yes.
One way or the other. Also joined by the producer of the show, Jed Brewer.
Cowabunga.
Okay.
That's from The Simpsons.
Ah, well, there you go.
We are here to answer a question that's not about The Simpsons, but if you'd like to write in a question about The Simpsons.
We'll get into it, man.
We will get into it. This week's question, however, that came to thebridgeloud@gmail.com says, I've lived a wild life, and I'm pretty sure religious people would reject me. Would God, though? And Glenn, we talked in that last segment about how there are some ways we might assume that religion, Christianity, religious people in the world kind of work. But it may do us well to kind of look at, is that actually the way the world works, that good happens to good and bad happens to bad?
Yeah, no, that's not at all how it works. And that's certainly, if you go by the Bible, none of that's in there. You know, one of the things I hear religious people and kind of people who are religious in a negative sort of way, they throw that word sinner around a lot in a way that I don't think they understand what it means. But if you look at the actual original Greek root of that word, it just means imperfect. And that the Bible is very clear about the fact that we're all imperfect. This is what unites us. It's what allows us to not judge one another and come to a place of saying, hey, you know, we've all made our mistakes here. And I think it's important to recognize that's how God sees it, whether Christians see it that way or not.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite bits of, I'm not even sure what to call it, but just it's a guy getting loose in the Bible. It says, in Romans 3, the guy wrote, Paul says, there's no one perfect, then there's period. The next sentence is, no, not even one.
Right.
Because he could just sense church people going, but me, kinder.
No, Steve, not you.
Steve.
And Joe, I think the other thing about that is there's this idea that may be misconception of consensus. If I will know I am doing good and doing the right thing when enough people in very, you know, snug fit sweaters agree about that. And that's actually not what the world or the Bible says about anything either.
No, you're absolutely right about that. The funny thing is that the reality that the Bible suggests is at the same time is both much better news than we could imagine it could be, and also in a weird way far more firm than we could imagine it could be. Here's what we're inclined to believe about reality. We're inclined to think there are two kinds of people. There are good people who do basically good things, and there are bad people who do basically bad things. And God, he likes the style of good people. Doesn't much care for the bad people. And if you're basically one of the bad people, then he rejects you because it all kind of tracks. It all kind of works out that way. But that is not it. And again, as you're saying with consensus, good people do mostly good things and all the other good people recognize them as a good person. Sure. And say, he's one of us. And that, you know, God kind of says, oh, okay, I'll rubber stamp that application then. That's not what the Bible says. It's also, I think we need to double check, is that even how life works? Glenn is suggesting that we're all imperfect. And I think we should look, isn't that much, much closer to the way life actually goes?
Which we'll talk about when we come back right here on The Bridge Loud.
Reflect your darkness.
back to you here on the Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I am joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
Eat My Shorts. Is that a Simpsons?
Yeah!
That is.
There you go.
You also want to be very clear that you're making that, that people you're saying that to get that reference.
Right.
Or that could get weird real quick.
Sure.
Also joining us, producer of the show, the man who puts music together, Jed Brewer.
You Simpsoned very well.
Thank you.
We are continuing to answer the question that comes in to thebridgeloud at gmail.com. This week's question says, I've lived a wild life, and I'm pretty sure religious people would reject me. Would God, though? And, Glenn, we've mentioned in the previous segment, you brought up the idea that everyone is a screw-up.
Yeah.
I think that warrants further examination, because both non-religious people and super religious people don't like the idea that, no, everyone is like a big screw-up.
Right.
It's not like a little bit and a lot. So how does that apply to what we're talking about here?
Well, yeah, I think we do. We want to put ourselves into teams and say our team's the best and those other people are the worst. You know, we like that sense of giving ourselves a false sense of superiority. It gives us some way of saying I'm not the worst person in the world because look at this person and that type of deal. That's not healthy. It's not good. It doesn't lead to a healthy, good lifestyle and view of life, and ultimately it's just a negative world that you're immersing yourself in. And God doesn't sign off on all of that. You know, there are a lot of things that we may somewhat agree with when we read them in the Bible, but we don't want to take the view that God agrees with what Christians say to each other.
Yeah.
That's not how that works at all.
Absolutely. And Jed, there's a certain comfort in the fact that we're all screw-ups.
Sure.
We're all here on the same plane together. But that does beg a second question if we're talking about getting right with God, which is how God feels about screw-ups.
Absolutely right. Absolutely right. Let's repeat a couple things just to make them clear. The Bible says, and observation of other human beings and ourselves suggest, all we have on planet Earth are imperfect people. That's all we've got. Screw-ups, knuckleheads, ne'er-do-wells. The term the Bible uses is sinners. It all means the same thing. Imperfect people who lead very, very, very imperfect lives, including you and me. So if God's going to love people, he's got to love screw-ups. Because there aren't any other options. There literally are no other candidates. The good news, of course, is the Bible literally says God loves sinners. Jesus Christ came for sinners. It actually says that multiple times. It comes up quite a bit. It's almost like a theme.
Yes, it's a recurring theme.
Yes.
I think the thing, though, it's one thing to have a sense that could be true kind of as a big picture thing. It's another thing to know what that means for you specifically, for your individual life. If you're like me, you're always looking for a loophole. You're always looking for the fine print. You're saying, it's great. He loves sinners. I get it. But what about me? Because I don't know if you know, I've sinned like extra.
Oh,
that's that whole wildlife piece.
Right.
I took it to the max.
Yeah.
And so, you know, when we come back, I think we need to really look at, yeah, it's great that technically, in theory, God loves sinners, but what does he think about me specifically?
And so we will when we come back right here on the Bridge Loud.
Someone makes it so deep.
Hey, this is Glenn from The Bridge Loud. Maybe you're listening right now and you're thinking, none of this good news applies to me because I've made mistakes and I've got a record. Well, you know what? No problem. We work every day with people who have been and sometimes still are behind bars. We know how to work with that and we ain't scared. Email us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com. That's thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We know you have struggles. We believe in you, and we want to help.
We are back to here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
I'm trying to work out how cool I am based on the fact that I know a whole lot more about the Lou Reed lyric that Judd quoted at the beginning than I do about The Simpsons. I feel like that might make me a little bit more cool than less cool.
Well, that means a lot coming from a man who throughout the show has been like, some people are just about their teams and their levels.
Right. That's right.
And putting people into categories. That's not what we're doing here, man.
That's not what we're not doing that, man.
Also joining us, Jed Brewer, the producer of the show.
I got nothing.
You don't want to join me in gently mocking our boss on air and just see how that goes for you?
I got nothing.
All right. Well, then we'll jump back to this question that came in to thebridgeloud@gmail.com. This week's question says, I've lived a wild life and I'm pretty sure religious people would reject me. Would God, though? And I want to talk about my favorite Lou Reed song for a second. I think it's like a deep cut. It's called The Secret Sauce.
The Secret Sauce!
Don't look it up, people at home. It sounds enough like a Lou Reed song for that to work. And Glenn, as you mentioned, we do a lot of working with folks behind bars, people in gangs and neighborhoods. They've lived wild lives.
Yeah.
So, and a lot of them do have a question right alongside of this. You've been doing this work for a long time, so what do you tell them?
Well, yeah, I mean, for me, it begins and ends with Jesus. I think the thing about Jesus that I always liked from the beginning is, I think the technical term is iconoclast. You know, what it really means is just he was really breaking down a lot of religion and disrupting it. I think that's what the kids would say today.
He was the Uber of salvation.
That's right. But it was coming in and saying, you guys all think you're better than everybody else. You're putting everybody down. You're all about the rules. That's not what I'm about. And then he compared himself to a doctor. And he says, I'm coming for the people who are sick. If people feel lonely, if they feel hurting, if they feel like the bad life that they lived before has hurt them in some sort of way, I'm coming to bring healing to that. If you don't think you need it, well, then step aside and let me get to those people. But that's where his heart was.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. As a matter of fact, if you turn and if you look through the Gospels, which are the first four books in the New Testament, they're basically biographies of Jesus, there's a phrase that gets leveled at him by religious people who really don't like what he's doing, which is they call him, this is from Matthew 11, he is a drunkard and a glutton, because they couldn't imagine someone being that happy in church without booze being involved, and a friend of sinners. Ooh. Can you imagine? And in our work, when we're going around traveling, if that's the view that church people have of us, that's how we know we're doing very well.
Yeah.
Like, those guys are a little on the edge and a little too scandalous, and they hang out with some real ruffians. That's what Christianity is to us, as Glenn's saying. That's exactly what we need to do. So if you feel a little rough around the edges and a little kind of outside the norm, you might be exactly the kind of people that Jesus is looking for, and you don't have to change into something else to do that. Because he's looking for you to be you. That's what we found. That's what we want for you. And we'll see you next week right here on The Bridge Loud.
All right. That's our show. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you back here next week on The Bridge Loud. And let us know, are you ready to join The Bridge Loud tribe? We know you've got talents. Maybe you can scream or play the guitar or make a super cool graphic. Love it. Reach out to us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com and tell us what you do. We want your talents and gifts as a part of The Bridge Loud. So don't be shy. Let us know. thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We love you, God loves you, and there's nothing you can do about it.